Sigmund Delandi, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Astro cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Saliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Astro card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Astro.
The headlines. Harazoka urges government to limit civil service employment. ZACO refutes claims of contractors abandoning Kitwe Teaching Hospital rehabilitation project. Congress passes Trump's spending bill after days of debate and delay. To present the news, I'm Lusavilo Gondwe. Economist Luvinda Habazuka is urging government to consider limiting civil service employment to achieve a balanced budget and avoid supplementary budgets in future. Dr. Habazuka's comments come after Finance Minister Situmbeko Musokotwani on Wednesday announced new taxes on various goods such as alcohol, soft drinks and betting to boost domestic resource mobilization. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Habazuka notes that government's wage bill is unsustainable due to the high number of civil servants employed annually and is advocating for a national budget that aligns with the country's spending means rather than relying on excessive borrowing or tax hikes. While appreciating government's efforts to generate revenue locally, Dr. Habazuka is concerned that the taxes imposed are too high and may negatively impact businesses. He has warned that the 80% tax on alcohol may lead to smuggling and consumption of illicit liquor, while the tax hike on betting may drive customers to online betting, which may empower foreign companies.
We should have pushed for a balanced budget where we spend within our means. What we are basically raising is what we spend. There are some certain programs that might be, might be removed. There's a limit on employment of civil service because we are bloating the wage bill. It becomes difficult for government to fund recurring expenditure. At the end of the day, just move to a cash budget because citizens react. So where you overtax, they either rush to promoting of the black market or they move to cheaper alternatives.
The Zambian Association of Citizen Contractors, ZACO, has refuted claims that 5 contractors have abandoned the Kitwe Teaching Hospital rehabilitation project after receiving 15 million kwacha payment, instead blaming government for failing to meet key contractual obligations. ZACO President Mutale Mpepo has defended the contractors, saying it is unfair for government to label the contractors as deserters when in fact full payments were not made and essential project requirements not fulfilled. Mr. Mpepo alleges that government did not meet its side of the agreement for timely release of funding and says contractors did not misuse any funds or abandon the site without cause, especially that no legitimate contractor would run away with government money. The project, which involves the rehabilitation of the aging Kitwe Teaching Hospital infrastructure, was 2 years ago awarded to 5 firms, namely Insulation Investments, Luansha Engineering, Mainway Construction, USAMAT, and Pine Commercial, and was initially scheduled to be completed within 3 to 8 months, but has stalled. Media reports allege that the contractors received 15 million kwacha payment and failed to deliver, leading to growing public concern over the state of health infrastructure on the Copper Belt.
The way I got from the contractors, it is the client who is supposed to be at fault. The time they were claiming They didn't have the money to pay the contractor at that particular time. But the way it was reported, as if, you know, the contractors got the money and chewed it and used it on other things. No. Let's be fair in the way we conclude. They are saying they also pushed in the claims because, you know, certain works, you reach at a certain stage, you push in a claim. They pay you, then you continue working. That's how it is.
Green Party leader Peter Sinkamba has criticized government's decision to deploy soldiers to rural areas to address illegal mining activities. Yesterday, while addressing the media, Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mutwa announced that Cabinet has approved the deployment of defense and security forces to combat illegal mining of gold and other mineral resources across the country. But Mr. Sinkamba tells Phoenix News that the use of military personnel in such situations is inappropriate, especially when it is meant to compensate for police failures in maintaining order. He believes the approach is misguided, arguing that sending soldiers to rural communities to evict people who have discovered and are working on mineral deposits is wrong and heavy-handed.
We have had those deployments of soldiers before to go and handle situations where the police demonstrate failure. For example, we had the deployment at some point in time, soldiers in at Kasenseli mine, and we ended up not achieving what we were trying to achieve. Small-scale mining is supposed to be promoted. Don't even call it illegal mining. Our people, you know, the way we are sharing wealth in this country is not correct.
In a significant move toward a healthier nation, the National Assembly of Zambia has adopted a motion to promote annual health checkups for all citizens. This initiative aims to enhance early detection of non-communicable diseases. It has garnered support from medical professionals and the public. Details in this report.
Following the adoption of a motion by the National Assembly, moved by Mpika Member of Parliament, Francis Kapyanga, to promote annual health checkups to track non-communicable diseases among citizens, various stakeholders have welcomed the development. Some Lusaka residents have received this development with positivity, saying annual tests will help identify health issues in their early stages, often before symptoms appear, while others are of the view that this will allow for timely intervention, potentially leading to more effective treatment and reduced mortality rates.
Yes, in the uzaenda clinic, Kurava Boya Kupesati, Yaramatenda, Yapaga Mutu. Then he was a quadina and dramati, Uzari Playa, so Pesica to Libby. If one get a kudala, is that the Bunoxi Vakusta take up whenever I start worrying once a year?
Bunova is a good taking a body of our own, which is a penal Libuino or Suribu.
Half now, Bumi Wamun to Wawinopoin, and Tavin, Valentina, which is what we lack of, what we look to our future for our regular child.
Dr. Patience Pelham Hazeli is Breakthrough Cancer Trust trustee and says the proposal for annual checkups will allow one to detect cancer early and increase chances for successful treatment.
And most of the cancers, especially at, let's just say, the cancer disease hospitals, our cancers, about 60% of them are presented late. And by that time, there's not much you can do. And cancer treatment is very expensive because it's early detection. People are dying out of ignorance.
And beyond physical health, mental health expert George Tafuna observes that many people tend to overlook their mental well-being until issues become overwhelming, stating that annual visits could help prevent mental health issues from escalating.
The mental health controls most of the things that we do. You cannot be productive without good mental health. So people should do actually embrace that.
I also spoke to Public Health Association of Zambia President Christopher Kalumba, who has acknowledged the significant financial implications of implementing such a program nationally, while recognizing its potential to reduce mortality rates caused by delayed diagnosis.
From the public health point of view, what believes in is prevention. What we say, prevention is better than cure. When people do early screening of diseases, it means that they will be able to know very early, and there will be early treatment of a disease. It means that you'll be put on treatment very early.